Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was mentioning this weird relationship. It's this couple. Guy thinks he's met the girl of his dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna get married. Spending lots of time together.
Know what that's like.
Makes her a gourmet meal. Now, he said it's spaghetti, but he goes, it's gourmet style
made. What does that mean?
Well, that means, I guess, top notch, like better than a restaurant, if you will. I don't know how you can make it better than a restaurant, but that's the point. All of a sudden, she goes into the cabinet, gets out a can of corn, opens it, and then dumps it in the bowl of this gourmet meal that he created. He waited, he paused. He was a little upset, and he goes, why did you do that? I just made this amazing meal I spent a lot of time on for you, and you dumped corn all over it. And she said, well, I like corn on my spaghetti, something he probably never knew when he started dating her.
Well, here's the thing. If they've been, what happens at? Go ahead, tell the rest of the story.
Well, the rest of the story, and it's a quick one, is he stays quiet for a while, then he just gets upset and says, I gotta leave. And he walks out of the house. And then he texts her and says, please leave my house. We're done.
So my thing is, if they're
living
together.
It's going to be his wife at one point. Yes.
Yeah. If they're living together, it's going to be his wife at some point. Have you never made pasta for her? Or number two, has she never eaten it in front of you? Like, she's obviously done this before.
I mean, if she had a whole shelf of corn, then you know something's up.
Yeah. Maybe she just likes her corn on everything. See, I mean, I get it. I'll cook you a fantastic steak. This happens to me every time. Every single time. I'll cook Doc a fantastic steak. I'll marinate it for just the right amount of time.
Yeah.
I'll season it perfectly. Cook it to perfection.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go, let me get the A1 steak sauce.
Yeah.
And completely ruin my steak. But you know what? I get it.
Wait, no, you don't get it, because you always get very upset when I do that.
But I get upset, but I'm not, like, to the point where I'd be like, Dad, never talk to me again. I'm at the point, like, I get it, your flavor profile.
Well, that's because I paid for the steak, and I paid for yours also.
Yeah. But, I mean, I get it, your palate's terrible, and and you just don't understand good cooking.
Yeah.
Same thing with this girl, unfortunately, but, hey, maybe she likes a weird food combo. We all like weird food combos.
Right,
don't you?
Yeah.
Do you have a weird thing that you like? You put Italian dressing on everything.
I do put Italian dressing or A1 steak. I've done A1 steak sauce on eggs. I've done that before.
You literally just had chicken and rice.
Chinese food.
You had chicken fried rice.
Yeah.
And you put Italian dressing
on
it
about an hour ago. Yeah.
Disgusting.
That's what I do. 9:46, taking your calls, 1-800-570-1013. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Hey! Happy New Year, man, Chris.
How are you?
We're doing fantastic. What do you think about corn on spaghetti?
Well, here's what I got to tell you. The guy's an idiot. But this one time, years ago, my friend Big John and Lisa invited me over to their house for the first time. And they had said, what do you like to eat? And I said, I like spaghetti, I like chicken, I like corn.
Let me guess.
So they spent the whole day in the kitchen making chicken parmesan with side of spaghetti and corn. Do you know, they were like, they didn't know what to say when I sat down at the table. and I scraped everything off the chicken because I don't like spaghetti sauce that much. And then I ate it, and they still don't let me forget that.
I wouldn't let you forget it either. If I slaved all day and then you were like, yeah, I don't like chicken parm.
I like chicken parm, but I don't want the sauce on it.
So, Matt, are you Italian, Mary Chris?
I don't know.
Obviously not if you're scraping sauce off.
Have a great day and enjoy the snow.
We will. See you later.
All right. Bye. All right.
Froggy 101, we got Bill from Wyalusing on the phone. Do you put corn on spaghetti, or do you got a weird food for us to try?
I don't put corn on spaghetti, but I eat peanut butter, butter, and mustard on hot dogs.
Okay, hold on.
So wait a minute. What is it? Peanut butter?
Let's go back.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
Butter and mustard on hot dogs.
Okay, now explain. Mustard makes total sense. How do you concoct this thing?
I don't know. I love peanut butter, so I tried it one time, and it's like the perfect sweet, salty, tangy, savory, everything all together. You got to try it.
Okay, I think this is what we're trying. I think we've got to eat this on air tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hungry right now, so yeah. To me, it even I'm not a peanut butter guy, and it sounds delicious.
It's amazing.
All right, well, we'll have to try it.
We're going to have to try, Bill. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.